Gavin Smith.
Gavin, gotcha.
Ken Cantor.
Ken, great.
Chris Forrest.
Lori Freshwater.
Chris Forrest and Lori Freshwater, gotcha.
Jerry Ensminger.
Jerry.
Kevin Wilkins.
Kevin Wilkins.
Tim Templeton.
Tim, great. Tim Templeton. Anybody else?
Barbara Rogers.
Barbara Rogers. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. So we're going to start with the agenda. It's really today's agenda is an agenda of agendas. So we're going to talk about the agenda for the public meeting, and then we're going to talk about the agenda for the actual CAP meeting on the 13th. So I'm going to start with the May 12th agenda. And I want to talk about my expectations of the meeting prior to the meeting. I expect everybody to be here by 3 o'clock in North Carolina in Greensboro. And then what I'd like to have is everybody who is participating in the meeting, which is all of you that's on the phone line right now, I'd like to meet around 5 o'clock at the main room that, and I'll send out what that main room is, right? We'll go to that main room and we can talk. They're going to be setting that thing up all day, but we'll get a chance to kind of meet and talk. But the plan is at 6 o'clock that meeting will start. And that meeting will start with an availability session for the first half hour. So what I'm going to have is table. It's going to be a big auditorium, kind of a ballroom type setting. We'll have tables on the side where people can set up like the subject matter experts. We're also planning to bring the ATSDR, there's a big logo thing we have that we're going to set up. So we'll have tables available. And then at 6:30 sharp, Dr. Brighty, he doesn't know this yet, because he's going to get up on the stage and we will start the introduction of the meeting and welcome people to that. And from there, we will start with the actual, at 6:40, the Camp Lejeune topic areas. And how we kind of see this going is like this. So Dr. Brighty will give an overview of drinking water and health studies. And we probably need to talk about this later, but I think we want to talk to Dr. Clapp about actually doing a presentation on the health effects of the chemicals. So we'll kind of have an overview. Then we'll have, of that drinking water health effects of chemicals and health studies, we'll have the actual subject matter experts then do presentations and do kind of a question and answer session with the people in the audience.
We might differ from that
slightly.
There are some other reasons we're concerned.
So, the bottom line is we're going to have like the Camp Lejeune topics will be drinking water, health effects of chemicals, and then followed by the health studies. We'll have a Q&A session, and this is how the Q&A session kind of looks like. We'll have people in the audience asking questions. For people who are not comfortable getting in front of a group, we will have 3x5 cards that we'll hand out to the audience. They can bring those 3x5 cards back, and I will read the questions, and then we'll have the subject matter experts answer them. Now, if we end soon, meaning let's say that Q&A in that 6:40 time frame goes quickly, and people don't have a lot of questions, and the overall topics area is small, the plan then is to go break back into availability sessions. Because we really feel like people are going to have a lot of questions and answers that they may not feel comfortable talking about in a public forum, public meeting setting. So we'll have those tables again available until 9 o'clock where people can go and ask questions to all subject matter experts sitting at the table. So with that, do I have any questions about the public meeting? Again, I want everybody in North Carolina at 5 o'clock, everybody come and meet in the main auditorium, which I'll give you information on, and we can again go through this whole setting again. Okay?
Of course, I have a question.
Yep.
Has ATSDR sent out the information to the list from the Marine Corps yet?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the question.
Wondering if the information was given to the Marine Corps for them to publicize the meeting?
Yes. So if you go, both the
they would, rather than doing that, they would rather post to the their website. So we did get part half of a battle done.
Of course they'd rather do that.
So we can again ask again. But I mean, we did get the, but I mean, the good thing is we do have the announcement set up on, and they did post to their website.
I mean, we're trying to use a variety of channels to get this information out there, working with different veterans groups and local newspapers. So hopefully the people will see it through one of these other mechanisms.
Well, I'm going to contend that the best mechanism is to mail them an invitation.
As a matter of fact, this is Tim. I just, in my inbox at 10:36 this morning, this is Central Time, just got an email from USMC entitled Federal Agency to Present Results of Campbell Historic Drinking Water Health Study.
Okay, good. Okay. I guess you did see that.
Just received it, 6 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's even better news. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen, so.
But anyway. And will you forward that in case they don't get it?
Yeah, can you send it to me, too?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure will.
And we'll make sure that we get a special thanks to them for that.
I've been invited to, send an official invite. We're going to report it have somebody there. Yes.
We haven't extended in, you're asking about the Marines themselves. We've extended an invite for the Department of Navy to come to the meeting. We've extended an invitation to the VA to come to the meeting and have a table set up. Yes, those two organizations have been extended official invites. I do not know about the Navy. I do know the VA is interested.
So I saw Brad Tour is going to be there. I saw that on the, or he's listed as being
Brad will be there, and he'll be probably, and I'm not sure who's going to be at the actual SME table for the VA, but Brad will be there for the CAP meeting on the 13th. He'll also be probably observing on the 12th. Okay. So the next agenda item is the actual CAP meeting. So how this will go is, and it's actually in the same exact location as the public meeting. So on the 12th, you'll go to the same room, but it'll be set up differently. It'll be set up like our normal CAP meetings with the U-shaped settings for the tables, and then seating on the opposite side for people to sit in, and then we'll start at 8:30. People come in just to sit down and meet and greet and meet people. Hopefully we'll have some folks also that come and join the CAP meeting that may have been at the public meeting the night before. So we'll have the check-in from 8:30 to 9. At 9 o'clock, we'll start the CAP meeting. And the CAP meeting will go from 9 to 2:30. So at 9 o'clock, you'll have the welcome introductions and announcements. And Dr. Bricey will be actually both going to facilitate the meeting, and he is going to be the introduction and announcement. At 9:15, there'll be a summary of the public meeting that was on the 12th. At 9:45 will be the action items from the previous CAP meeting that was the one back in January. At 10:50, at 10 o'clock, there'll be an update on the soil vapor intrusion and drinking water exposure by Rick Gillis. At 10:30, we'll have a break. At 10:45 will be update on the health studies, which will be the male breast cancer, cancer incidence study, and health survey. That will be a combination of Perry and Franco Bay. At 11:15 will be the VA doing an update. That's Brad Floor, and he's going to have two other individuals with him. One will be calling in, one will be actually present at the meeting. At 12, there'll be a lunch. At 1:15 will be CAP updates and concerns. At 2:15, we'll do the summary of action items that we've got from the meeting that we were having throughout the day on the 13th. And then at 2:30, we'll wrap up and adjourn for the day. And people will be released to go back to their home records. Any questions about the actual CAP meeting? meeting on the 13th. Any questions? Okay, back to the agenda for the monthly call. So we're going to start with the health study update with Terry.
Okay, so the male breast cancer study is basically finished clearance here at the agency, planning to submit that to the journal hopefully later today. We're going to submit it to the same journal as the other articles, Environmental Health. The health survey, finishing up the analyses, as I mentioned before, there's like over 50 outcomes, and we have our three populations, the Marines, the civilian employees, and the people who came from our 1999-2002 survey. So there's a lot there. So we are still on track to have a draft ready by the summer to start clearance. The cancer incident study protocol is going through our clearance process as well. And we've been in contact with our procurement and grants office to get the ball rolling for starting the contracting mechanism.
Yeah, Terry, this is Ken Cantor. What is your projection for the timeline for the cancer incident study? How long do you think the clearance procedures might take?
Well, we are hoping that we can get a contract out for this in early fiscal year 16. You know,
so you're talking about October then?
Yeah. Well, sometime starting in that, and not to start before fiscal year 16 with the contractor. So hopefully to start in early fiscal year 16, you know, either end of this year, early next year, you know, calendar year wise, and then slate it to take what up until fiscal year 21. I mean, it's going to take 4 years-ish to collect the data and analyze it. That's the whole package.
Right. Okay, hey, thanks.
This is Jim. I'll get the same question, but with the health survey.
Yeah, so the health survey, we're expecting to submit it for clearance this summer, and just based on our past studies, things take on average 6 months, let's say. That's because we have a peer review process. That process is about a month, and then all the other necessary approvals. That's till we can submit it to a journal. Once it goes to the journal, it's another months with their review process. So we're also thinking sometime in early 2016, you know, calendar year 2016, that it would come out.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Sure. I just want to break real quick. Right before the meeting, it's really funny, this just happened. I just got an email. It was a letter from the Navy saying that they were going to, they just sent that letter out. So, Tim, I just got verification on that letter you were talking about, right? Right before the meeting, so I didn't see my email. So that's really good news that they sent both and posted to the website. So that was, the letter was dated or signed from General Ayala. So that's good news. Next, health study update is the health survey.
I just got an email from the Marine Corps about the meeting.
Yep, that's what I'm saying, Jerry. Navy or Marine Corps just sent me something saying that they were going to do both, post and send those emails out. So I just learned about that just now.
Yeah, I just got my email too, huh?
That's excellent. That's great. Did some work. Health assessment?
Yeah, this is regular. We don't have a lot of updates on the soil vapor intrusion project. We're still waiting to bring the contractors on board who can look through documents and pull information out of those documents with information of interest. We did send out the work plan for the soil vapor intrusion project. We made a few tweaks to that work plan, and we're going to send that out later today, the revised version.
Send it out to who?
send it out to you all. Never have a cap. Any questions on soil vapor intrusion?
Rick, did you get the map I sent you of the old school at TP? Just following up on that from the last meeting.
Yes, Lori, we received that. I gave it to Mark Evans and Chris Fletcher.
Okay, great. But it was not on it's not the site of the school now, so I just want to make sure you guys had that information. The house is there now.
Yeah, and Lori, I appreciate that. I believe we have that information, but verification is always appreciated.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, by the way, congratulations, Jimmy, on your promotion.
Thank you, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you ought to be. Hope the money goes with the position.
I get an extra $1.50 a week. Buy your coffee. Okay, this is Rick Gillick again on the drinking water reanalysis. That health assessment is in the clearance process. So not much to report there either.
Right there in black and white.
on that update on the claims, they stated that the science just wasn't there for the effects of these chemicals.
Yeah, so I think I had that claims report with me when I went to them. And again, I wanted to walk through those numbers with them. They said, you know, we're not the people who kind of understand these numbers. They're happy to kind of explain to them. And I talked about the low approval rates and the interpretation of science. And so that hopefully the next step will be to kind of get somebody who's responsible for explaining those numbers and where they're coming from.
Well, I hope you have that meeting before our May CAP meeting, because I'm about to ambush the hell out of Brad Floor at the meeting. I mean, I'm going to go after him like he never had anybody go after him.
All right, well, and that's my goal. So I'm up in D.C. every Friday, and so hopefully we'll be able to kind of make that happen. And I'll communicate to Dick Taslow the urgency of making that happen before then. But I'm happy to say, and I asked him at that meeting, I said it was crucial for the VA to be at the public meeting, just not the CAP meeting. And he thought that was reasonable, so he committed, at least orally to me, to having the VA participate in the public meeting as well. So I thought that was a positive step.
Which part of the VA?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I still don't understand how they're organized. Even though I got a primer on it when I was up there, it still kind of eludes me.
You know what? It eludes them.
Yeah. And they're reorganizing. So they said, you know, I hope we're still working, Brad, Richard said, I hope we're still working together in 6 months, but I have to tell you, I might be reorganized at this position. So,
thank you so much for doing that. That is great, and I understand exactly how you feel, and most of the other people do on the call too, about peeling back layers on the onion. So we're still peeling back layers after years and years of dealing with them.
Yeah, and every layer is rotten.
Yeah, you learn something new on each one of them. So thank you very much for your efforts. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Dr. Bricey, if you're going to take Sheila to the next meeting, ask him if you can bring me.
If you don't mind, Jerry, for now, I think I'm just trying to work it through as one federal agency to the next. At some point, if we think that's useful, I'd be happy to do that. But for now, I'm trying to see if I can dig through myself, and it might be more efficient that way.
I can't wait to see what kind of excuses they come up with to avoid coming to the public meetings. I guarantee you they won't show up.
Okay, well, but you know, I would hope though that if they do come and like the CAP meeting stuff, you know, there's absolutely plenty of room to kind of call them on the carpet, but keeping kind of to extent feasible, kind of an even keel with that kind of can only improve the process going forward. They, for lots of reasons, you know, they're a little gun shy, but hopefully there's room to kind of be clear and firm and call them on the carpet, but not create a real too big a scene.
Well, there's a time for diplomacy, but when you're talking about life and death issues and people's lives, diplomacy goes out the window.
Jerry, I understand, but you know, I'm committed to trying to get this right, and I need a little bit of space to do that. And keeping things kind of a little bit on towards the civil side of things will help me do that. I appreciate the space.
All right. Since you're, you know, this is, you know, your agency's meeting, it would reflect badly on you if I rip somebody's gonads off, so.
That goes without saying. Thank you, Jerry.
Yes. They're long, not in North Carolina.
Executive
repair.
Next agenda item, I have a typo on my sheet. It should say the next monthly call is the Monday, the 18th, not the 17th, which I I don't know if we'll make a decision when we're in North Carolina if we need that call based off of things that happened at the meeting. And so for now, it's on the 18th, not the 17th. Okay, so we'll make, again, we'll make that decision while we're in Greensboro. Is there any other last minute things before I end the call?
Yes.
We'll have tomato sandwiches.
Throw them, people will be great.